This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, diet soda has been again linked to causing diabetes. So all these years, since the 1980s, and we've been trying to, you know, drink diet and look like those skinny models like Cheryl Teagues and whoever, Christie Brinkley back in the 80s, thinking that we're going to stay slim and look good. We might have been putting ourselves up for diabetes and obesity this whole time. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a measles outbreak that is hitting multiple states and also huge outbreak in Japan as well. Why are measles making a comeback? We're going to talk about that. Hepatitis, I believe, has killed 3 people in Kentucky. There are multiple cases now spanning several states. We're going to unfortunately talk about that. Toys R Us has had to shutter, I believe, 700 stores. And unfortunately, other toy makers are now losing their stocks. Hasbro and Mattel, we're going to talk about that. And I'm nostalgic because I miss Toys R Us. I really do. Marijuana has been debated as to should we use that to treat anxiety more than meditation or with meditation and more than medication. We'll kind of talk about that. Should marijuana and meditation be a choice over medication? Boy, that's a lot of M words. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, really quickly here, this article caught my eye. Apparently, we make big, big mistakes every day. Well, we women do, with our bras. And the Good Housekeeping Institute has revealed 3 big mistakes we're making when it comes to our booby holders. You can call it a booby holder, you can call it a brassiere, call it a bra, whatever. And according to the website, these 3 main errors should be, I guess, flipped, not, you know, bouncing around the lingerie drawer. All right, I don't know how to, I'm sorry, I'm trying to come up with puns. It's not working. Okay, so number 1, a lot of us wash our bras too often. Bras are underwear. So many people think they need washing every day. But Good Housekeeping explains doing so could cause them to lose their elasticity. And it recommends washing them every 3 to 4 wears. In addition, it recommends washing them in a pillowcase to protect the washing machine and avoid tumble drying. Okay, see, this is interesting here. You know, I was just pied by the students. It was like a Pie the Professor. It was a Pie the Professor fundraiser. And I got a whole bunch of whipped cream. Basically, the pies were, they had the pie holders and they sprayed them with whipped cream, which was cheaper than buying, like, Marie Callender pies. And that whipped cream fell, like, all over. And because I'm a little busty, it was a straight drop all the way down to, you know, everything in there. And it took me days. I still smell the whipped cream up in my nose and the bra. That, there is no way, okay? I get a lot of food when I eat lunch down in the bra, okay? I'm thinking what they're meaning is if you are more smaller-breasted and you never get any food or coffee or milk spilled on it, you're good. But for somebody like me where, you know, my breasts almost end up being like a bib, I got to wash every day. The other thing they say is don't have bras in your drawer. I do. I don't have enough hangers in my house to hang them. They say we make a mistake and store bras in the drawer. Unfortunately, they need to air out. You don't want the sweat to fester. That'll cause odor and irritation. So they say hang your bra, but not from the strap, because that could cause stretching. Hang them from the center, you know, and have them drip over. See, I can't do that. I got cats. Cats love to get on their feet and then reach for the bra. It won't work. Then they say buy the right size, and this is my problem, okay? Most women avoid bra fitting. We don't like to, I don't like a woman helping me, and I just don't. I'm like, I got this. But our breast shape does fluctuate due to hormones, plus weight loss, weight gain. So when purchasing a bra, you need to, okay, not just look at what the, you know, what the little thing says. Oh, that's like a 38 double D. Okay, just hypothetically. Let's say I'm buying bras, right? Okay, or a 36A, maybe I should say. All right. So they say make sure you are able to hook it on the loosest clasp, so that I could stretch it if you need to. So how do you decide what is a perfect bra? They go, there's a finger roll. Okay? They say the bra needs to be firm but not too tight. You should be able to run two fingers underneath the band all the way around. The band should be looser or tighter than this. The band should not sit parallel to the wires. It shouldn't ride up your back. If so, the band is too loose. Two fingers. I barely can fit the bras in there. Anyway, bounce back wire. They say the wire should not sit on any bust tissue. I agree. I don't like wire bras. I just think wire bras may promote breast cancer. I have no science to back that up. But I switched to sports bras and cloth bras and elastic bras because I just don't want wire. And Lord knows I need the extra support. I need like a forklift type of support, but no metal for me. And the wire should not be sitting on any tissue. Okay? They say the easy test is to push the wire when you're wearing it and see if it bounces back. If it does, the wire is on your bust. This may mean you need a larger cup. You have to adjust yourself. And no overspill. This is a problem for me. Cups provide 10% of the overall support of the bra and should fully encompass your bust, not just get the lower southeast quadrant. There should not be any gaps or overspill. The bridge or the center part of the bra should sit flat against your sternum, but it depends on bust shape. No, I have so much overspillage, my foot has to, my shoe has to grab it. And then make sure your straps are firm because they provide 10% of your overall support of the bra. Like the band, they should be firm, not to. You know what? Why do we even wear bras? Honestly, it's just too much work. Can't stick them in a drawer. I got to clean them. To heck with this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys, we're to the bone. Welcome back to the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so guys, we've been doing it wrong. We have been doing it wrong all these decades. For 30 years, I've been saying, don't give me the so-so soda, the same old cola, I want a rock and roller. So I have been asking for Diet Shasta, Tab, Pepsi Free, Pepsi Light, Diet Coke. I've been asking for that. Why? Because I didn't want to get fat. I wanted to look good. I wanted to stay skinny. But I love the taste of soda pop. So zero calorie soda pop would satisfy my need. And you know what? I stayed skinny. I stayed skinny even after giving birth to two kids. I gave birth to two kids, lost all the weight, and I'm like, but I'll just drink diet. Nope. Not smart. And I remember my roommate in the 90s, Adana, said, you know, Dolly, I learned in class today that diet soda can make you fat. And I'm like, really? But look at us. We look good. She's like, I know we do. Yeah, we do. But I guess because the food is expecting sugar, and I forgot what she told me, you know, and later I figured it out in medical school what she was talking about. But because I forgot what she told me because I was too busy drinking a rum and diet. I don't know what. But, you know, in the 90s, they knew that diet soda could make you gain weight. But we didn't want to hear about it. We wanted our soda pop. And we wanted to look good, and we wanted to do what they were doing in the commercials. So, another study, this is an additional study, and I wrote about this on my website at drdahlia.com, was presented at the 2018 Experimental Biology Meeting. And another study has found that if you fed rats diet artificial sweeteners, shall we say, they could see the changes in their biochemicals, fats, amino acids, and blood samples. So to put this simply, what they did is they fed one group of rats a diet high on glucose or fructose, which are different types of sugar, then another group on aspartame or acesulfame, potassium. So aspartame is, I think, Equal, and the other one is Splenda, I believe, which are very common zero-calorie artificial sweeteners. And forgive me if I don't have the names right, but I believe that's kind of what it is. After 3 weeks, researchers observed these differences. And so what they found was the rats that had the artificial sweeteners had more fat in their blood and started to break down protein as a fuel source. Now, that is what could screw up somebody who is avoiding diabetes. Diabetics will start losing muscle mass. They may start losing weight. Because, again, the body is trying to figure out other forms of fuel. You remember, your body is the most brilliant thing out there. It is. You might not be brilliant, but your body is. And your body's job is to survive. So you feed it crap, like diet drinks, or, I don't know, sugar-free Red Bull, your body is going to try to compensate to get what it needs to. If you don't put enough calcium in your body, it's going to take the calcium out of your bones. It doesn't care if it's going to weaken the bones. It's going to do what it needs to keep you to survive. If you don't make enough sugar, it's going to make sugar, or it's going to try to break down protein for fuel. So, Dr. Hoffman says the body has a machinery to handle sugar in moderation. In excess, the machinery breaks down. And researchers also believe that replacing natural sugars with zero-calorie artificial sweeteners led to these negative changes in fat and energy metabolism. So what's worse, sugar or artificial sweeteners? Well, we don't have an answer. We don't know. The key is why don't we just kind of avoid the whole sugary aspect? So here's my theory with everything, okay? And if you guys remember, a couple years ago on my show, about a year and a half ago, October 2016, researchers at the Karolinska Institute found that two diet drinks a day double one's risk of diabetes. So we've, every year, studies are coming out talking about increasing diabetes, increasing obesity. So how I look at it is this. Your brain starts digestion and your mouth and saliva start it before anything else. So when you taste something sweet, your body recognizes it way before it has to get into the intestine and the colon. And aspartame, or these Equals and Splendas, could be anywhere from 150 to 500 times more sweet than sugar. I've done this, guys. So I save money on dessert. I will grab a Splenda packet, open it up, lick my finger, and stick my finger in the Splenda packet so I can get a taste of sugar. I shouldn't be doing that, but I'm trying to avoid sugar, so I take that artificial sweetener because I just want to feel something sugary. So you think it ends there. You think it ends at your tongue. So you're good. It doesn't. So my theory is the brain goes, whoa. Well, guys, we are getting a lot of sugar down the pike. This is 500 times more sugary. Wait, is this when Dahlia ate that cupcake with the Oreo cookies on top with the extra whipped cream? Nope, nope. Guys, this is worse. This is worse. So I can't tell you what's coming around the bend, but this is really, really sugary. So how could it be worse? She stuffs her face with chocolate and cupcakes. Just listen to me. This is worse. So the body's like, all right, guys, get ready. Dahlia's at it again. Oh, what is her problem? When is this hormone thing over with? Guys, we don't have time to complain about it, all right? Just, I don't know. We'll give her a bigger butt. She won't fit into her pants, and then she'll stop the sugar. But right now, we got to get to work. Well, what do we have to do? I don't know. The brain's saying this is 500 times sugar coming down the pike. Oh, man, what is this woman's problem? Tell her to shut her face already. All right. Well, we tried that last time. All right, here we go. So now they are all ready to go. The pancreas shoots out insulin, and insulin is the key that's supposed to get the sugar from the bloodstream that gets absorbed into the cells. And so the gut's all ready, and then what comes down? Nothing. Maybe some fluid, maybe the diet soda, or if I just dissolved the artificial sweetener, these artificial sweetener components. So it comes down, and they go, what the hell is this? Well, that's what she ate. Hey, brain, you said something sweet is coming. Hey, guys, it reads sweet. On my radar, it's sweet. Okay, we're still at DEFCON 2. Like, no. What do we do with this? Then the body's like, okay, whoa. All right? This woman's stupid. Like, yeah, she is stupid. I'll agree. This Dahlia chick is out of her mind. Guys, we got to save her. Do we really? Yeah, we got to save her. So there's no food coming. I can't use this. There is no nutrition at all. So, guys, everybody slow down. Whatever you guys have, let's use and let's make it work for Dahlia. So slow down your metabolism. Let's try to squeeze out whatever she had for breakfast. Well, she had some real sugar at breakfast. Good. Squeeze that out. Well, she had, you know, some eggs and corned beef hash. Good. Let's use it. Because right now it doesn't look like we're having anything come down the pike. This was fake. So your body metabolism starts to slow. Also, there could be the boy who cried wolf. When the brain does finally go, all right, guys, something sugary, like, yeah, we fell for that last time. I'm not going to shoot out any insulin now. Nah. Man, I'm going back to sleep. She keeps fooling us. And then all of a sudden some real sugar comes down the pike. So it would be very, very interesting. This is a study I want to see. I want to see researchers, if they can, measure insulin levels that jump after artificial sweeteners or a sugary meal after an artificial sweetener and see if the body is consistent or if the cells are like, to hell with this, the cells of the pancreas would be the beta insulin cells. But I just wonder. And then the other thing, too, is maybe these chemicals that we're drinking in our diet sodas or whatever the hell, you know, are actually interfering with the organ's way to work. Another theory is that it'll increase insulin resistance. So the insulin can't really work that well being around these chemicals. So when real sugar is around, it doesn't work as well. So the moral of the story is quit putting crap into your body. If you want something sweet, eat a piece of fruit. Your body knows what to do with fructose. Your body's very good at managing fructose, unless you are a full-blown diabetic. But trying to get your sweet on with these diet drinks, it may be making more damage than you expect. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we come back, I want to talk about this hepatitis outbreak. Remember it had killed people in San Diego? I believe we have 3 deaths in Kentucky. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Just so pretty. We are back on the Dr. Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Adali and on Facebook, The Dr. Adali Show. I just want to tell you guys, I got duped again. I had gotten up in the middle of the night, took my phone with me to the bathroom to read, you know, messages in the middle of the night, and I decided to get my extra points for a game. You know how you have to kind of click into your game, whatever you're playing, to get some extra coins. I play like pop slots or Vegas slots or whatever. And I guess I accidentally hit a button. And I go, no, I don't want to buy anything. And when I tried to exit out, it read my finger and boom, charged my credit card. I should exit out of these games. I am so sick of being duped like that. And it blows my mind because anytime I try to get my phone to read my finger, it doesn't do it. Like right now. Right now, I'm using my thumb to unlock my phone. It's not doing it. So try again. Yet in the middle of the night when I'm half asleep, right, dehydrated, trying to pee, I just accidentally swipe my thumb in the right area and boom, it registers and it charges. This is bull crap. You know, another thing I want to tell you is me and a friend was at work, and we were talking about plastic surgery. And my friend has, like, a double chin, and she wants to get face sculpting. So we're just sitting there talking in her office. And all of a sudden, she goes, Dahlia, oh, my gosh, look at this. And I come over. She's like, look at this. And she's looking kind of scared. And I look, and on her Facebook are all these ads coming up on face sculpting. This is some spooky stuff. These phones listen to us. Someone's listening. I don't know what to say. A lot of you guys have your phones near your bed. They're probably listening. You know, I know something's up because I remember I logged onto Facebook and it said sex enhancer. I'm like, wait a second. I don't need this. What would make Facebook think that I would need something to enhance my sex life? It must have heard something. So keep your phones as far away as possible. You know, it's interesting. I get a lot of conservative ads coming up on Facebook. And the only thing I can think of is my phone is right next to me in the studio. So probably like, well, she said Obamacare sucks 17 times, so she's probably conservative. Yeah. So they listen to you. Just be careful, man. Some scary stuff. Okay, let's talk about hepatitis. Three deaths reported in Kentucky from the hepatitis A outbreak. A number of reports of hepatitis A are continuing to climb, and the Indiana Department of Health has issued a statement urging their residents to get the vaccine if they have immediate plans to go to Kentucky or Michigan. Now, remember, Kentucky's going to have the Kentucky Derby soon. Indiana health officials are making their recommendation. Oh, yeah, the Kentucky Derby is like a couple weeks away. Officials with the Kentucky Department of Public Health is easing the mind, saying, look, it's still safe to travel to Kentucky. There's some misleading information as raised concerns about travel to Kentucky and even the Derby. That's according to Dr. Jeffrey Howard, acting commissioner of the Department of Public Health. Let me say it's safe to travel to Kentucky, and it's safe to attend the Kentucky Derby. There was a video published by the department, and Howard says the state has been working closely with the CDC during the outbreak. In terms of the numbers that we have, well, let me see. We have 31 confirmed cases in West Virginia. I believe, trying to see, 352 cases overall in Kentucky. 246 hospitalizations, but it is not showing a county breakdown. So it is an outbreak. And hepatitis A, you get from oral fecal route. A contamination of your food, most likely, that can happen in a restaurant where the hepatitis A is excreted out through the colon. Then it gets absorbed, picked up by somebody's hand, gets into the food. Hepatitis A can kill you. Usually it's self-limiting. Usually you will get better. But look at how many people have had to be hospitalized with this. So there is a vaccine. Usually you have to get the vaccine. In two cases, we're being told here by WTHR that Kentucky has seen more than 300 cases, mostly in the Louisville area. Michigan has 800 cases, and 25 people have died. So how do you die from it? Well, dehydration. Or it could put you into liver failure. Most of the time, people with hepatitis A will do fine. But we are looking at a very, very nasty strain of this. And this is not to be blown off. So all of us that work in healthcare or food have had to get our hepatitis A vaccine. There were two shots given 6 months apart. But now they're, you know, even if you could get the one shot. Now, measles has made a comeback. We're being told, according to StraitsTimes.com, that there is an outbreak of measles in Japan and Taiwan that has put thousands of people in quarantine and has forced tourists to put off visits to southern Japan. More than 3,500 people in the southern Taiwanese city of Kaohsiung have been quarantined and are being monitored by the island's health authorities after coming into contact with an infected crew of budget carrier Tiger Air Taiwan. This is according to Taiwanese media. They say another 980 are being monitored following the discovery of an infection cluster at a major hospital in Taiwan just out of Taipei. And I guess the outbreak has been traced to a 30-year-old male flight attendant with Tiger Air Taiwan. He caught the disease in Thailand in March, was confirmed to be infected, but by then he had infected two other cabin crew. And then the two other cabin crew continued working until they got really, really ill,
and then they were diagnosed with measles in April. So far, they think 22 people in Taiwan have been confirmed. It can be fatal for infants and toddlers. It could cause miscarriage, etc. Now, New York State has been issuing a measles warning. Sunday, they issued a warning about possible measles exposure across New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. State officials are concerned about people who may have come into contact with tourists from Europe. Authorities say the tourists visited a Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witness in Brooklyn last Sunday before making stops at Watchtower Jehovah's Witness facilities in Tuxedo Park and Patterson. So, officials advise individuals who may have been exposed or have symptoms, which we'll talk about, to contact the local health provider to try to prevent spread of the illness. Now, all of us should have been vaccinated against measles. Measles is caused by a virus. And it's a part of the vaccine that we get with the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella. If you get the measles, you'll have a cough, runny nose, your eyes will be inflamed, you'll have sore throat, red, blotchy skin, and of course a fever. We also call it rubella. Measles can be serious and even fatal. Death rates have been falling worldwide. Why? Because we have the vaccine. They say the disease, however, according to Mayo Clinic, still kills more than 100,000 people a year, mostly under the age of five. As a result of high vaccination rates, measles has not been widespread in the U.S. for more than a decade. Okay, so we've been doing pretty good. Apparently, we average about 60 cases a year. You also get these white spots called Koplik spots with bluish-white centers on a red background. They're inside the mouth on the inner lining of the cheek. The rash also has these large, flat blotches that flow into each other. That's called a macular rash or macular-papular rash. So it basically takes about 10 to 14 days of an incubation period before you realize you got it. So you might not know that you were exposed. Some people, it's just like a mild cold. Other people, they really feel sick, real high fever. And before you're sick, before you feel sick, you can already start spreading it. You can spread it for at least 8 days, they say, 4 days before the rash appears and 4 days after the rash goes away. So, if you aren't vaccinated, try to get vaccinated. If you travel internationally, you may pick up a strain. And looks like with what's going on with Taiwan and Japan, looks like there's more of an outbreak over there. They also say, interesting, if you have a vitamin A deficiency, that could also make you more likely to contract it. Unfortunately, this measles could cause a variety of things. It could cause you to have a low platelet count. It could cause an inflammation of the brain, put you into a coma. It could cause pneumonia, ear infection, a whole variety of things. So stay away from people who are sick. Even if you think you're vaccinated, maybe your vaccine needs a booster. Maybe, you know, so avoid people who are sick. Don't go, oh, well, I'm vaccinated, so, you know, I can still have sex with them. No. All right? Now, people born before 1957 are actually immune to measles. They've already had it. But for those of us vaccinated, we don't have that natural immunity. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Dr. Dolly, show thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. You can call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You can email us at drdahlia.com or on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Find us at Dr. Dahlia. All right, we say goodbye to Mini-Me, Vern Troyer. Well known as Mini-Me in the Austin Power movies, the 49-year-old iconic actor has died at the age of 49. It's been reported that he had been suffering from depression and alcoholism for years. In fact, I believe about a month ago, he was recently admitted to a Los Angeles hospital for an attempted suicide. Now, he was famous for his short stature. He had achondroplasia, which is where his cartilage cannot form into large bones, resulting in dwarfism. And CNN had reported that the specific type of achondroplasia was cartilage hair hypoplasia, where he has little to no hair. And some sort of dwarfism, you seem to have, depending on the type of achondroplasia, for some sort of dwarfism, you have your sternum and chest will still grow to an adult, but you'll have small arms and limbs. Other types of achondroplasia, you'll have short arms and limbs as well as a short and a smaller chest. And he was about 2 feet 8 inches tall. And what people don't understand is those with achondroplasia are more at risk for a variety of medical conditions, including anxiety and depression. There was a 2015 study by Rodriguez-Gomez et al., and they studied the medical and psychosocial conditions accompanying achondroplasia, and they found this. They found 31.8% of their sample size had at least one comorbid condition, like high blood pressure, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, scoliosis, thyroid problems, neuropathy, psoriasis, gastritis, and sleep apnea. But get this, 32% reported mild to severe depressive symptoms. 55% reported mild to severe symptoms associated to anxiety. And 18% reported mild to severe symptoms associated with hopelessness. So when you hear that, it's no wonder that someone like Vern would unfortunately be battling depression, alcoholism, or suicidality. So on his Instagram page, the spokesperson or publicist posted this. It's with great sadness and incredibly heavy hearts to write that Vern passed away today. He was an extremely caring individual, wanted to make everyone smile, be happy, and laugh, and he did. We loved him as mini-me. Anybody in need, he would help to any extent possible. Vern hoped he made a positive change with the platform he had and worked towards spreading that message every day. He inspired people around the world with his drive, determination, and attitude on film and TV sets, commercial shoots, Comic-Con, personal appearances, to his own YouTube videos. He was there to show everyone that he was capable of doing, even though his stature was small. And they keep going on, but basically they do want privacy during this time. Even though it has been assumed suicide, we don't have any immediate cause of death. He had gone to rehab multiple times to fight his battle with alcohol, and it's just a shame that he couldn't beat it. And so we say goodbye to Mini-Me at age 49. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So talking economy, we're watching very closely to some of these big, giant stores that we thought would never fail. I mean, Toys R Us beat out everybody in the 70s and 80s with where you get toys. There was FAO Schwartz, but that was kind of expensive. That was kind of fancy schmancy in New York. And then Toys R Us built even a bigger, better store in New York. And you saw, I think they even have a Ferris wheel inside their store. But Toys R Us was a force to be reckoned with. Well, they've had to close 700 stores. As Target, Walmart offered cheaper, easier ways to buy toys, Amazon, people aren't going to drive out of their way to find a Toys R Us. So Toys R Us has been hammered by shifting consumer trends. Now it's depriving Hasbro and Mattel and other toy makers of prime display space nationwide. Hasbro Chairman and CEO Brian Goldner said in a prepared statement, "We are working to put the near-term disruption from Toys R Us behind us." I guess for the period ending April 1, Hasbro revenue dropped $716.3 million from $849.7 million. And that is well below the $824.7 million that analysts surveyed by this forecast they did, Zacks Investment Research. Hasbro stock tumbled more than 8% before the market opened today. Shares of Mattel also fell about 5%. CEO Margot Georgiadis is stepping down. See, you notice that whenever things start to go down, somebody loses their job. Any of you thinking about being CEO of a big retail store that doesn't have anything to do with Walmart or Amazon, you either get involved with Walmart or Amazon or expect to lose your job in a year. I mean, that's just the way the economy is going. Now, Hasbro makes My Little Pony, Transformers, games like Monopoly. They've lost over $112 million in the first quarter. So, do we do anything to slow down Amazon or these big, huge online shoppers? You know, it's funny with eBay. eBay, I wonder how eBay's doing, because I haven't bought on eBay now for years, because Amazon ships it faster, and I know the product is coming from a better source. So I wonder if eBay is going to start to lose their touch. You know, if you have a company that has good ratings and delivers on time and offers free shipping and pretty much guarantees you the cheapest price for that product, I don't see how any other company can compete. I can't. And so Toys R Us, you know, closing down 700 stores, Toys R Us are huge anchors. When you see a Toys R Us, it's basically the big commercial anchor. You lose your anchor, you lose that strip mall traffic. Commercial real estate is not the best thing to buy right now. Unless you're going to have a big, huge, I don't know, Amazon type warehouse. Now, some people like to go shopping. Like, some people like to go to Toys R Us. I did. With Toys R Us going under in our neck of the woods, I brought the kids. And it was going to be the last time we were going to walk through a Toys R Us. And did we buy anything? I tell you what happened. We had Toys R Us gift cards. And they were old. Because my kids got them, you know, during birthday parties years ago. Well, apparently you lose money every year on them. So two of the gift cards are already down to zero. Well, then No, then we're not going to buy. That's kind of ridiculous. We had like $50 gift cards for Toys R Us that were now worth zero. Because if you don't use them, they start to expire, which is bullcrap, by the way. Currency is currency. But then again, it's my fault Toys R Us is closing because we never went to Toys R Us. It was too far a drive. I think the Toys R Us is 13 miles away from where I live. I'm not going to go down there. If the kids need a toy, I'll get it, you know, from Target and Walmart. So, commercial real estate is not the way to go. True, people like to go shopping, etc. They like to walk around. Well, then, what you need to do is you need to do, like, where I live, we have some place called, like, Downtown Summerlin, or you have Fashion Show Mall, etc., where you can walk around, you can see stores, you can get something to eat, a movie theater. But it's funny, because where I live, the casinos do that. Where do I go to a movie? I go to a movie at Red Rock Casino. There's these hotels that have huge movie theaters, and they have a food court, so the kids could get a burger, we could smuggle the burger into my purse. My purse is a mess, by the way. Don't swab it to see what bacteria are there. Then we smug it in, then we go and we sit down, smuggle it in, then we watch our movie. Oh, Mom, I need a Coke. Smuggle that one, too. And it's like an all-in-one thing. I wouldn't walk into a casino if it wasn't for the movie theater. Maybe that's what stores need to do. Maybe they need to be attached to a movie theater, or they have to, I don't know. But everybody needs to piggyback on something, and we're just doing it wrong. All right. I miss Toys R Us, though. A lot of good memories. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.